The words were unambiguous enough, but I heard the tremor that undermined them. She meant to tell me the truth. I did not doubt it. She had decided to tell. Perhaps she even wanted to tell. Only she did not quite believe that she would. And so I made a suggestion. I will ask you three things. Things that are a matter of public record. When I leave here, I will be able to check what you tell me. If I find that you have told me the truth about them, I will accept the commission.
Ah, the rule of three. The magic number. Three trials before the prince wins the hand of the fair princess. Three wishes granted to the fisherman by the magic talking fish. Three bears for Goldilocks and the three billy goats Gruff. Miss Lee, if you had asked me two questions or four, I might have been able to lie. But three.
I slid my pencil from the ring binding of my pad and opened the cover. What is your real name? She swallowed.
Are you quite sure this is the best way to proceed? I could tell you a ghost story, a rather good one, even if I do say so myself. It might be a better way of getting to the heart of things.
I shook my head. Tell me your name. The jumble of knuckles and rubies shifted in her lap. The stones glowed in the firelight.
My name is Vida Winter. I went through the necessary legal procedures in order to be able to call myself by that name legally and honestly. What you want to know is the name by which I was known prior to the change. That name was...
She paused, needing to overcome some obstacle within herself. And when she pronounced the name, it was with a noticeable neutrality, an utter absence of intonation, as though it were a word in some foreign language she had never applied herself to learning.
That name was Adeline March.
As though to cut short even the minimal vibration the name carried in the air, she continued rather tartly.
I hope you're not going to ask my date of birth. I am of an age where it is de rigueur to have forgotten it.
I can manage without if you give me your place of birth. She released an irritated sigh.
I could tell you much better if you would only allow me to tell it my way.
This is what we have agreed. Three facts on public record. She pursed her lips.
You will find it is a matter of record that Adeline March was born in St. Bartholomew's Hospital, London. I can hardly be expected to offer any personal guarantee of the veracity of that detail. Though I am an exceptional person, I am not so exceptional that I can remember my own birth.
I noted it down. Now the third question. I had, it must be admitted, no particular third question prepared. Tell me, I began slowly, carefully. In the stories with the wizards, it is always the third wish that everything so dangerously won is disastrously snatched away. Tell me something that happened to you in the days before you changed your name, for which there exists a public record. Educational successes, I was thinking, school sporting achievements. Those minor triumphs that are recorded for proud parents and for posterity.